Federal and state officials prepare for bird flu. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Batt. If the bird flu returns this fall and hits your poultry house, there are plans to help you deal with things with less stress and hassle. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
As many poultry producers whose houses were hit by avian influenza found out a few months ago,
it's a very difficult situation because they have got a million things going on in their mind.
A million things to do, many issues and people to deal with. Dr. John Clifford is the Agriculture Department's chief veterinarian, and he says producers were all of a sudden having to deal with local, state, federal officials, having to find out about what to do and also dealing with federal indemnity rules. Federal people were in and then out, replaced by others, but if the bird flu hits again this fall, Dr. Clifford told a congressional panel he wants to help producers by having one person handle each facility.
They can basically be that go-to person for the entire length of time for that outbreak and its impact on that flock. So they've got one person to communicate, and then that person would communicate back with us.
He said this would eliminate a lot of confusion and hassle for already stressed producers.
And it would make their lives a lot simpler and easier.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And here in Tennessee, state officials are preparing like never before. State veterinarian Dr. Charlie Hatcher says three of his staff members have been to hard-hit Minnesota to help in the response there, as well as draw on information that would help in the event the disease is ever detected here. And while the surveillance and awareness is heightened here and all over the country, Dr. Hatcher says testing continues at the Cord Animal Health Laboratory in Nashville.
At this lab, probably 25 or 26,000 tests a year that are just regular surveillance tests that we routinely do. And we have seen an uptick in the number of sick bird calls or sick bird situations, and we test those as well.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.